Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our podcast, Succeeding in Small Town America, hosted by me, Timothy Peterkin. In this podcast, we explore ups and downs of entrepreneurs who are succeeding where? In small town America. And so today we are super excited to have with us the CEO of Tough Digital Marketing, Joseph White. Welcome.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Mr. Peterkin, Attorney Peterkin.
Yeah, we are super excited for you to join us today. This podcast has a goal of inspiring people to engage in businesses wherever they are. There's a saying that you bloom where you're planted. And so, with that philosophy in mind, we believe that people can have successful business ventures wherever they are. So, let's talk with you a little bit about your journey, and then you can offer some words of wisdom to some young people who are thinking about starting businesses and maybe they don't live in larger areas. So, tell us, what would you like to start with discussing your journey to being successful in a small town?
I guess I'll start from the beginning, just having an ambition, when it comes to entrepreneurship. My dad was always an entrepreneur. He never had a job. And at an early age, he bought me a social media course. And the course taught me how to run Facebook ads. And it allowed me to dive into something and learn about something and also get a passion for it. And that was from middle school to high school. And so from there, I ended up coming to Pembroke. So I was in Winston-Salem. I came to Pembroke, which is a much smaller town. But in Pembroke, I still had that ambition for entrepreneurship, right? So I had to learn. I had to learn the environment. I had to continue to develop my skills. And I still had to start my business, even though I was in a small town, and find out how to be successful. And from there, I started throwing events. I had events. In the local area where we would get young adults to gather, have social gatherings, and we would end up having people travel from Atlanta, from Florida, and different places just to attend the events. And I would have to say that a lot of the success from those events came from my skills when it came to digital marketing, when it came to social media marketing. So I had an opportunity to continue to develop my skills through that first business that I started, to the point where I decided to start taking on clients, helping them with their branding, helping them with their digital marketing, and helping them with their online presence.
Okay, well, let's start to unpack some of that. Thank you for sharing that with us. So let's start with acknowledging perhaps that you had a skill set, but you and your dad appreciate the fact that you did need training, right?
Right.
And so I think
Yes,
that's
he.
something important, but go ahead.
Yes, he got me that. Well, he also saw the impact social media was having. Facebook was just starting to take off. Businesses were seeing this new opportunity to market. And so he bought me that course, knowing that it was going to be continue to be an opportunity in online marketing over as time progressed. And in the results, he also invested into me as well, not only with the course, but he also gave me a budget. So I had an opportunity to have an ad budget that I could play with in order to see results and actually run campaigns.
Excellent. So that was some good foresight to know years ago that social media was going to become something that was good for business. Because when we first started with Facebook and things like that, most people didn't realize that that would become a vehicle for business, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So you were doing this, you're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And that's a city that has about 250,000 people, probably had a little less back then, but still a decent size place, right? How did you wind up at the University of North Carolina at Pembroke?
I went to a few campuses in Pembroke. Man, it just when I went there, it was out of the choices because I did do it last minute. Out of the choices I had, I decided to go with Pembroke. It was the best option, and we liked it. Everyone was friendly, and as far as the education structure, the classrooms were where a good size where I felt like it had an intimate setting to learn.
Okay. And what was your major?
Business and marketing.
Okay. Did it have anything to do with entrepreneurship?
Okay, concentration. I had a. It's a they offer a degree that goes along with business where you can learn about entrepreneurship. So that as well.
Okay, so that was attractive to you then because you kind of knew that you wanted to follow in your dad's footsteps. Is that fair?
Yes, for sure. I always knew I wanted to own my own business. Yes.
Okay. But at the time, you didn't know kind of what it would be.
At the time, I did not know.
Okay. So you were hoping for to learn that at the university.
Yes.
Okay.
At the university, even my freshman year, I had started different businesses and, progressing. Yes. Getting
Kind of
experience.
businesses has you started? I know that you had the business where you said there were events that you were having, but what was did you have any other ventures?
Yes, I started an organization on campus called ABC, Awareness Brand Cultivation. And we basically would take the skills that we were learning in the classroom, and the goal was to go out to the community and put it and start experiencing, right? Start working with small businesses because we wanted a hands-on experience. So I started an organization and we started going out to the different businesses that needed assistance and really started getting that hands-on experience.
So, when was the first time you, as a college student, said, you know what? I'm not just going to go to a party, I'm going to host a party?
So it started with me being invited to join a team. They invited me to join because I was promoting my social media skills and my business as because I already started wanting to gain experience when it came to social media marketing. They invited me to join their team, and it didn't go that well for them. They had other issues within the team that made the team fall out. And so at that point, I decided to start my own team and take it seriously because I did enjoy the whole process, and I enjoy I feel like it was a great point to start me being a college student and also start my own business, right? And it gave me a lot of experience too when it came to building the team, leadership, allowed me to continue to develop my skills in digital marketing. So it also had a lot of areas in it that allowed me to continue to develop.
And when you say team, you're referring to a group of people who are promoting parties?
Yes. That's what I'm referring to. But also, I'm referring to bartenders that I had to hire. I'm referring to photographers, videographers, security teams as well.
So tell us about the transition I'm thinking about. It's one thing to be a part of a team. When you're a part of someone else's team, I assume that they're doing that. Like they're just. I thought like the street team for a party is like handing out flyers or promoting the event or maybe promoting on social media, but they weren't really involved in the business aspect of the party itself. How did you kind of maybe learn how to do those things that you were not initially involved in?
Yes, it was a transition there. I had to seek out mentorship. I had to seek out guidance. And I had to experience. I had to lose money. My first few events, I ended up losing a lot. But the big thing was I decided to keep going, and I decided to seek out that guidance and have people there with me, where even though I would have to sometimes give up a percentage of the event, it still was worth the experience and me being able to do it on my own at some point in the future.
Well, let's look at what you just said for a moment, because I think sometimes new entrepreneurs don't maybe know when to keep going. So you say your first couple of events that you had, you said you lost a lot. How did you know that this was going to eventually pay out for you and be successful when you initially was not successful?
Me personally, it was the fact that I'm doing something so public and so open to the public to where I couldn't give up, right? Because you're putting yourself out there, you're putting your business out there. So really having a really deciding to yourself that not only for not for my brand and everything that you're going to keep going, you're going to keep persevering and make it happen, right? Because you also are proving other people wrong, because there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, nobody went to that event, and there's a lot of things like that. So yeah, just going against that and deciding to not let that put me down, but allow myself to use that as motivation and inspiration.
Okay. So you had a couple of events. They weren't super successful because you were learning, which is a learning curve. And then you said you sought sort of guidance and support. How did you do that?
Individuals that were throwing events before me, even though that team dispersed, they still had a lot of experience, a lot of successful events in the past. So just deciding to listen to where they have experience best at, and making sure I take that with me, and allowing them to be there. So then that way, if they see anything I could work on, or they see anything that could be better, then they could provide that insight.
How did you get them to be comfortable even offering you that insight?
So yeah, I would offer them percentages. I wasn't making it completely about me and what I want. I had an exchange value. So for them, it would be like, okay, I'm doing the work. They're just providing guidance, and so they are still getting a percentage. So just really finding something that I could provide that's valuable to them, and exchanging that. So sometimes you have to exchange experience for time, or experience for labor.
So at this time, you were a college student, but you decided to open a business, and now this particular business is, in essence, event planning. How were you able to manage that as far as your time with your schoolwork?
Yes, it was a lot. It was a lot, but ultimately, I just had to find balance. I just had to find balance, and I would have to plan to get ahead of on work, especially if I had big events coming up or homecoming. I would have to plan ahead to get ahead on work, so I could focus and put more time and energy into upcoming events that I knew was going to take a lot of time and take a lot of attention. So, finding that balance by planning ahead, getting ahead on work, allowed me to get it done.
Okay. So next thing we know, the term Joe Tough is known all across the community, right?
Right.
How did that feel
Overtime.
over time,
Overtime.
right? How did it feel? How did it feel when you hit your first 10,000 Instagram followers?
Honestly, I never really thought about it as far as getting a certain feeling off of it. It was just part of the process. A lot of times you just kind of keep going, and you don't really focus on results like that, right? You just kind of keep going and stay at it.
Okay. So now you're throwing successful parties, and somehow you decided that you wanted to continue and do more. How did that sort of transition evolve?
More when it comes to business or event planning.
Well, you were throwing events already, so then you decided, you know what? I'm going to be able to take what I'm doing now and then kind of parlay that into helping other people who are not going to a party.
Oh yes, right. So yeah, through the events, and to really maximize the potential the events had, I had to really continue to dive into Facebook campaigns, Snapchat ads, filters, geo-targeting, building like landing pages to link to my events, and really optimizing them. And so as I got more experience and felt more comfortable with what I was doing, I started reaching out to businesses. I had a name for myself as well. So sometimes businesses would reach out to me because they would see the following, they would see the traction from the events. So really using that to add it to my portfolio, and leveraging it, and like you said, building that name, and so that also people would reach out to me.
Okay. And was this still while you were in college?
Yes.
Okay. So then you graduate from college. You've been living in a town that had, outside the university, it has 2,800 people. And you grew up in a place of 2,250,000. You decide you're going to open up an office in the place with the 2,800 people. What
Right.
was the thought process behind that?
Really, the thought process is being graduating from Pembroke and being here. I've really built that sh a strong foundation, like you said, built that name for myself, and also realizing and looking around me, seeing what I can leverage, what I could do, and also how I can help. Right, I saw a town where over time, every business here is going to need a website. Every business here is going to need an online presence. Instead of you go to somewhere else, and a lot of businesses they've already started, right? And so me helping move the needle forward in this community and seeing that opportunity there, but also being able to leverage the fact that I have a nice facility right now, a nice office, low overhead, where I can really lock in and work, and I could still work with businesses all over the United States, and I still do, right? So even though I am here in Pembroke, being the fact that I have an online business and I work online digitally, as long as I have my computer and my laptop, I'm working with companies on the West Coast or in Atlanta or Florida.
So, fair enough. And so you were talking about the facility. Tell us about the type of opportunity you had as far as creating the physical space for your office that was in Pembroke.
Yes, well, currently my office is located in the Thomas Hub. And so I was able to partner with them. I helped them out with their social media marketing, also did their website design as well. And so I have an office space here that I'm able to work out of, as long as I have that Wi-Fi, and it's actually a pretty good area as well. I just come here and can lock in.
And it's the UNCP Center for Entrepreneurship,
Yes.
right? And so that's just an example, I guess, of an opportunity, because going to a more metropolitan area, you would have to pay metropolitan prices for office space.
Correct, correct. The overhead here compared to anywhere else, especially even sometimes a town over, and especially like the bigger areas like Fayetteville, if I was to be in Winston, it would probably be two or three times as high.
Right. And so also, if it's a smaller community, I think it sounds like you were saying you're able to have more connections and sort of saturate the market.
Right, yes. Coming out of college, I had already made connections with the mayor, and a lot of business owners. So it was easy to make those connections and really make an impact.
Have you had other opportunities to be involved in the community?
Yes, like this community town of Pembroke, like building the Thomas Hub website, building a lot of restaurants, websites, even to the extent where other towns are asking for me to build their website as well. And so, yeah, everyone in the town has been open to my services, and to the point as well where we're currently ranked number one in the Southeast region of North Carolina. And yeah.
Okay. And so also being connected with your alma mater, perhaps has that had any benefit?
Yes, for sure. Like even the dean and professors that I work with, they'll recommend my services. Being that I'm writing, a lot of times they get reached out to by other businesses that could be in the area. So they have continued to support me as well.
And in the School of Business, do you have a position there?
Oh yes, and yes, they've also added me to the board of the School of Business at UNCP, and have allowed me to provide insight and also help them as well.
Okay. So great. So I want to wrap up by talking about practical advice that you can give someone. Think of a younger Joe who arrives on campus and he has an idea of starting a business but doesn't necessarily know how to do it. Let's give him some practical advice.
I would say stay focused. I would say a lot of times it's easy to get caught up, especially with us being on your phone, and we get caught up in instant gratification, right? So we don't think about long-term gratification or something that might take longer. So we end up doing what's in front of us, especially in college. It's a lot of distractions that are there. But I would say really take the time to focus on what you want. And so once you're able to really think and lock in on that, you're willing to sacrifice now and what you want to do at that moment for something that you really value that's going to take longer to get. And so that's the main thing. Really, really focus. I think about the three D's: desire, discipline, and dedication. And really get first start off with that desire, knowing what you want. In that discipline, not focus on instant gratification.
Okay, thank you for that. So, one of my philosophies is my mistakes for your benefit. So, I would love for you to share, if you don't mind, a mistake that you can share that you made that maybe you can help one of our listeners to avoid.
That's a
And it's
good one.
okay if you want to say you made no mistakes.
I
Anything that
would
you
say a
think you would
mistake.
have, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I would say a mistake that I made was trying to move too fast, right? Like early in college, I was trying to buy property and do this and do that, but go along with the process, right? Take that time to learn, be a mentee, be a mentor, and just continue to learn and take those opportunities as they present themselves. Don't always go out there and searching for them. Just really take the time to develop your skills and doing that initial work that you need to do to build your foundation.
I understand. Okay. And how did you learn how to do that?
I learned how to do that by failing, by realizing like, okay, I might not have everything I need and might not have everything together to do these opportunities, right? But I can still continue to build my foundation and build up to that point.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Let us know where we can find more information about you and your company.
Yes, toughdigitalmarketing.com. You can visit our website and you can reach out by email at tdm at toughdigitalmarketing.com as well.
All right, is that it?
Yes, it is. Thank
Maybe a
you
phone
for
number, I
having
don't know.
me.
You're
Yes.
so digital that you don't want to give out a phone number.
Yes, you can also reach me anytime at 336-493-9183.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us today, and we hope that this information is going to encourage someone who is looking to start a business, recognizing that you need some mentorship, like you suggested, you need some ambition, and you also just need the boldness to go forward and knowing that there are going to be ups and downs, but in the end, you are now living exactly what you wanted. You are not an employee, you are an employer. And so we appreciate you sharing that journey with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And you guys can check out our website at timothypeterkin.com and for more information about what we're doing. And guess who designed our website?
Yes,
It would
yes.
be this guy right here at Tough Digital Marketing. So thank you for that as well.
Yes, of course.
All right, take care now.
Okay, you too.